This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. Facebook Chief Executive Officer Mark Zuckerberg will testify before the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee on April 11th. Isha Sarai has more.
Facebook has come under fire in recent weeks after it was revealed that political consulting firm Cambridge Analytica gained access to the personal data of 50 million Facebook users. That company worked for U.S. President Donald Trump's campaign. Facebook said last month that it hired forensic auditors to probe whether Cambridge Analytica still had the data. Isha Sarai, VOA News.
The UN humanitarian advisor for Syria called on Wednesday for access to the eastern Ghouta town of Douma, where he said some 80,000 to 150,000 civilians were on their knees after years of siege and fighting.
Why can we not deliver to the people of Douma today, for example, even though we're on the eve of a deal for Douma? They are really, really on their knees in terms of needs.
Syrian government forces backed by Russia have recaptured nearly all of eastern Ghouta, which was the last major rebel enclave on the outskirts of Damascus, in a ferocious assault that began in February, marking a major victory for President Bashar al-Assad. Russia's foreign ministry says it is expelling one Hungarian diplomat after Hungary joined other Western nations in kicking out Russian diplomats. The United States and many European countries last week expelled a total of over 150 Russian diplomats in a show of solidarity with Britain, which accuses Russia of being behind a nerve agent poisoning of a former Russian spy and his daughter last month. Hungary said last week it was expelling one Russian diplomat who was carrying out intelligence activities. This is VOA News. China hit back Wednesday at the United States government plan to slap tariffs on $50 billion in Chinese goods, retaliating with a list of similar duties on key U.S. imports and adding to fears that the world's two largest economies are heading towards a trade war. Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters that the door to dialogue is open, but that the United States had missed opportunities to resolve the issue through dialogue multiple times. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted on Wednesday, quote, "We are not in a trade war with China. That war was lost many years ago by the foolish or incompetent people who represented the U.S." End quote. A unit of U.S. activist hedge fund Elliott Management revealed that it holds more than $1 billion worth of shares in key affiliates of South Korea's Hyundai Motor Group. Grace Lee reports that the hedge fund called for more rapid reform of the auto giant's governance.
Elliott advisors made several specific requests, including much stricter corporate governance. Shares in all three of its Korean subsidiaries jumped in Wednesday trade, including Hyundai Motor. The company announced it would streamline ownership that same day, responding to calls from the government and investors for more transparency. But there are worries that the plan could benefit the parent group's controlling family ahead of investors.
That's Grace Lee reporting. Wednesday marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. Dr. King's vision of better days for all people beyond the racial and economic injustice still resonates today. He spoke about that day in one of his most memorable speeches, which occurred on the eve of his assassination.
I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land.
It's a belief his children and many of those who he touched through his message of hope are still holding today. An Islamist militant suspected of committing war crimes in Mali is due to appear before the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The ICC indicted Al-Hassan Ag Abdul Aziz Ag Mohammed Ag Mahmoud for crimes allegedly committed when he served as the de facto chief of their religious police after his jihadist group seized control of Mali's capital in 2012. Charges against him include the destruction of cultural monuments and enforcing policies that led to sexual enslavement of women and young girls. Lawyers for two Reuters journalists detained in Myanmar asked the court to dismiss the case against them, saying the evidence was not supported by the charges. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1.